So Taylor Swift has brought in all of this money for herself and for the United States economy. But what's been her impact on the music world, especially with this tour?
I think other artists are seeing the extreme hype and coverage around this tour and taking ideas from it. I mean, it's, you know, artists obviously always, you know, sing their oldest hits that people love, but there is something about putting it in eras or putting it in a kind of timeline that is really appealing to audiences, that you aren't just getting, you know, the new music and then some of the old hits, but just everything in between. So when I saw the Jonas Brothers did, I believe it was called like 5 Albums, 1 Night, it was kind of similar. And even I cover country music a lot, and I saw Wynonna Judd is playing to do kind of from start to finish 2 of her earlier albums, and that I was like, oh, it's like Wynonna Judd's earliest eras. And so even I'm kind of thinking of it in that framing now, and I think that's something that will affect a lot of artists going forward as they consider how they can have a similar impact.
Stepping back, what does Taylor's success in this moment tell us about what's happening around us? Why does this matter outside of, you know, these billions of dollars and her own star power?
I think one thing that has stuck with me as her kind of economic impact and financial power continues, especially with the Eras Tour movie, which just opened, which earned close to $100 million in its opening weekend, is kind of what this says. And I was interviewing someone for a story about the Eras Tour movie, and she said it was just so nice to kind of feel like this summer that women could enjoy things they love without feeling ridiculed, which sadly often happens. Between Taylor Swift and Beyonce in the Barbie movie, women just showed up this summer with a ton of spending power and kind of showed what happens when, again, people do take the things that women like seriously. And again, I know there were a lot of men who enjoyed all of this as well, but I think that is something that really stuck out for a lot of fans who looked around and saw a lot of women in these spaces. And it just meant a lot to them. But also, this is just a really unusual cultural moment. I mean, we are in an era, to borrow a term, where everything is so divided and so splintered. Everyone sees different things on their own algorithms. And Taylor Swift is really one of the few cultural figures that is just part of the monoculture. And I think that's pretty significant now. I think it'll be pretty significant historically. And I think it's something that everyone should care about, not just those people who are fans of her music.